Blog Talk Radio.
Doug Moody here. Welcome to Mystic Records Radio.
Hello, Candy.
Hi. Well, let's see. What's on your mind today, Mr. Moody?
Nardcore.
Good topic.
Well, Nardcore is an imaginary part of the imaginary world of Mystic Records. Mystic Records was started to launch Unknowns, and we've done a wonderful job of launching Unknowns, and once they get known, they can fly off and become whatever they want to become, but the roots are still within Mystic, and we keep putting out records like Copulation and covers and imaginary things, and I understand you're in the middle of 30 girls from Hollywood, which is the sound of Hollyweird in Mystic Land, and
yes,
you've got 30 girls you're going to put an album out on.
Yes, we're getting to gather to put out this Sound of Hollywood Girls, and I'm so excited. It's coming along great.
Well, we keep launching. Our aim is to launch about 200 groups a year. We currently have 300 groups on the label that we're keeping alive and launching more. So here comes Nardcore Records. It seems that Nardcore is a favorite thing of the Mystic collectors, and so we've come back with reintroducing Nardcore Records from 1984. It's a long way back, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, the Nardfest Festival is going on this weekend. And Bob Odie says there's one last reminder. Nardfest is going down this weekend at Ventura Theater. The Grimm plays Sunday at exactly 4:30 p.m. And Bob wanted to say thank you to everybody for getting this awesome gig put up. And, you know, all the bands, Battalion of Saints is playing. We just launched them through iTunes, and you know, everything they're playing at Nardfest, we have out on Mystic Records in digital right now. They've got Dr. No, Ill Repute, Stalag 13, Aggression. And they're playing all the songs. And if you can't make it to the NARD Festival, you can go to iTunes and download your favorite NARDcore bands out. And the brand new NARDcore record that has, what, Dr. No, Ill Repute, no, Dr. No, help me out here, Doug.
The, False Confessions.
False Confession, yep.
It's got the bands that were sort of in the shadow of the original NARDcore, because we pushed very hard the three or four bands that are well known. And what we've done is we've relaunched Fred Matataquin, who is probably one of the greatest guitar players ever to come out of NARDcore, which of course is hardcore from Oxnard.
Yes, and the new NARDcore record that's out right now has Scared Straight, Dr. No, False Confession, and what's the Ice Cream and Acid one? RKL.
Rat Pack.
Okay, Rat Pack. Okay, I'm a little sleepy this morning. Okay,
well, me
so
too. I'm
everybody
still in bed. You woke me up. I'm still in bed, but I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm always ready to talk about Mystic. I'm always ready to share new groups with you, and I love the fact that you have joined Mystic. Of course, you were around Mystic in the 80s when you filmed all the groups, and you were the spark that lit the fire at Café de Grand. And I want to tell you, we have a load of recordings live from the Café de Grand, and one of these days we are going to launch with you Café de Grand Records, all the live shows, and so you'll learn what it's like Saturday night in Hollywood at the Café de Grand.
Oh, that is so cool, Doug. You know, it would bring back all those really great memories that so many people, there's literally hundreds of people out there, maybe even thousands, that just, they remember the Café de Grand, how much fun we had, and now we're going to bring it to the public so everyone can hear what was going on at the Café de Grand live.
I missed it. Yep, we got the rights to the name Café de Grand. We own NARDcore, Slimy Valley, Holly Weird. Those are all parts of Mystic Land, and joining it will be the Café de Grand Records. And I understand you've got a lot of films that you filmed all around Hollywood in those days. So maybe we can liven up the films and put those up on downloading or, yeah.
Well, you know, I used to carry a lot of equipment around, and there's a couple of fellas out there that, you know, we did the filming together, you know, and
oh, Louie
yes,
was Louis always
Louie's one
filming.
Of them, and,
yeah.
and Dave,
fact,
Dave Travis has a lot of films,
yes,
but me and Louie,
yes,
we were going to a lot of the different shows, and oh, boy, in those days, we had to carry these great big heavy battery packs, and
oh, yeah,
wow.
I remember carrying the spares. I used to have a belt with about 10 batteries, and I'm a little guy, 5'4",
yep,
and it weighed me down.
I used to
carry the extra batteries.
yep, that's what I did, too, and a lot of times when people wouldn't let Louie in, I'd kind of sweet-talk him, and you know, they all knew me because I was a booking agent back then. And, you know, none of the bands, when the guys were working as roadies and bouncers for the clubs, they didn't want to piss me off because they knew that I wouldn't let them come back to play. So if they wouldn't let Louie in to film, I'd say, oh, come on, Carlos, it's me and Louie. Okay, go on in, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've got a surprise for you, which I've been saving. Do you remember a concert, a show, a weekend at Café de Grand called Show for Top Jimmy?
Oh, yes, of course.
I have it live recording. I have saved it for you. And the MC is El Duce, you know, of these mentors. El Duce is the MC at this live show for Top Jimmy concert, and I've got a live recording for you to launch on your Kathy DeGrand Records.
Oh, isn't that fun? You know, they were my two very best friends, Eldon and Jimmy, in
yeah.
Hollywood when I worked at the cafe. And they were just such nice guys, you know. And they were like my bodyguards. They used to take me everywhere to the different clubs we would go. And they were always, both of them on either side of me. And that is so cool that you have that recording. I just love it.
Well, I saved most everything I could. I have been a hoarder. We had 10 units of storage, and I've given most of the equipment to the museum in Carlsbad, the Museum of Music, and they've got the original tape machine that we used to go out and record the groups in the 50s,
right.
Like In
yeah.
the Still of the Night and Lightning Hopkins
song.
Blues. We did all that on those portable machines, and they are now
wow.
in the museum. So,
that is so cool.
The thing that I'm doing now is I'm relaunching Dr. No. Dr. No
right.
has several strange history with Mystic. They didn't want to be on Mystic Records, so we put them out, first of all, on Slimy Valley. And they
sure.
were part of Slimy Valley. That was, of course, when Brandon Cruz was running the show. So the first recordings were recorded by Dick Clark, and he gave me the album to put out. And we launched Dr. No on Slimy Valley Records. Then Brandon left the group, and Kyle, the magnificent songwriter he is, took Dr. No, and I got Fred Matataquin, that great guitar player, to
he
be
is,
in
he
that
is.
Band. And
he
so
is.
We made recordings with Kyle, and that's called The Real Dr. No. So we've got the original Dr. No with Brandon. Then we've got Kyle Toucher with The Real Dr. No. Then we're coming back, Brandon on the road, and we've got him live at CBGB's, live in Portland, Oregon, which we're putting out Punks of Portland, and we're going to get some Sado Nation songs along with
that's
Dr.
Right.
No
and
live
yeah,
in
and
Portland.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So we've
yes.
got all this ahead of us this year, but right now we're launching Dr. No back on where we started in 1984, Nardcore Records. And so the first Nardcore record is a CD with all 32 punk songs of all Nardcore bands. So there's a downloader for you right there. And
that's
after
right.
that comes Dr. No in white vinyl for Christmas. Dr.
Woo-hoo!
No. Yeah. There you go. So we are relaunching Nardcore and giving the Nardcore groups a home of their own on Oxnard Hardcore.
That's right. So everybody who enjoys the Nardfest this weekend in Ventura and wants to keep it going all year long, just head on down to iTunes and type in Nardcore, and you will get all the famous Nardcore bands from Mystic Records up there and to listen to forever. So, you know, I'm going to change the subject here for a minute because I'm just scouting through Facebook, and this woman sees Donald Trump's face in her tub of butter. And it says, a woman wrote to a TV station in Missouri this weekend that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump appeared to her in butter, according to KSDK.
I love it, I love it.
Isn't that good?
Oh, that's one way to butter up a president.
That's right. Well, I hear we have a little song for Donald Trump.
Oh, you're talking about my tribute to Donald Trump? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
I know you told me before I got on here, you said, I'm going to make you sing it. So I said, I got ready. I've been liberating my vocals. Are you ready?
All right. All right. The one and only Doug Moody.
I like what Donald Trump is saying. I came from England, and I love America. It gave me a second chance. And after 6.5 years of killing each other with Germans. There I was in the Royal Air Force feeding the Germans in Berlin. We were landing 4-engine planes on 2-engine runways. We even landed flying boats in the water there to feed the Germans. And I said, this is ridiculous. I'm going where all the food is. And I've never regretted it. I'm an American citizen. And Trump is telling us, stop the cat and mouse games. And I'm with him 100%. Although I've always been a Democrat, I'll vote for Trump. Okay, here's my song. Ready?
All right.
Jump for Trump. We're on the way to the White House. Tell the world no more cat and mouse. We are the U in the USA, and we're going to go all the way. There you go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was cute.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's right. All right. That was good.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me have some fun on your show, and thank you for supporting Mystic, and bless you, you guys and dolls out there who buy Mystic records and give us a few bucks so that we can put out some more unknowns. Remember, this year alone, 200 more unknowns are coming, and Candy is making it available to you.
And right now, the Flower Leopards are out on digital release for all those who love the Flower Leopards. And here's a little Jumpin' Jack Flash from the Flower Leopards. Dad, Jumpin' Jack Flash comes after this song. I forgot to write down the name of this song. Doug, help me out. Do you remember?
I'm sorry.
It's a little
my
intro.
My favorite is The Preacher.
Oh, The Preacher song. Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. This one is just a little lead-in to Jumpin' Jack Flash.
It doesn't matter because they are one fantastic group. Sorry for, you know, that we were
they
not
are.
Able to launch them bigger than they are. They are one of the best groups that ever came to Mystic. The lyrics are astounding. And Marco is still around. I celebrated one night with Marco and
Shane, the writer of the song.
Yeah.
He was so appreciative that we put that out on digital release. He was just ecstatic about it.
Yeah, well, I celebrated one night in Hollywood with Philco and Marco and Mockingbird.
Well, Marco passed away. The only one left is Mark Duda and I can't pronounce his last name, I'm sorry.
Anyway, they're going back into the studio with Phil, and they're going to do some more tracks. So we will redo the Flower Leopards. They're going to always be alive on Mystic. They're a good band.
That's right, they are. They really are a great band. And I'm real pleased with the way the release came out, too.
Yes. You know,
you've put
iTunes up on the Mystic HQ, haven't you?
Yeah, we're slowly getting it all up there, and I hope to add the Flower Leopards today, but, you know, people can find them on iTunes. All they got to do is type in Flower Leopards and it'll come right up.
So you just go to MysticRecordsHQ.com and all the downloads are up there now?
No, not yet. Not all of them. They're all up on iTunes, but I'm slowly getting them up on the Mystic Records HQ website.
Okay.
I had some technical problems with equipment yesterday, and hopefully it's all fixed up.
Well, you're doing wonders.
Thank you. Well, you know, this track, I had it listed as Jumpin' Jack Flash, and that's obviously not Jumpin' Jack Flash, and it's almost over.
Well, when you put up Lord David Sutch and the Led Zeppelin, which I produced in Mystic, in the late 60s to 70s, when you put up Lord David Sutch, we'll have another Jumpin' Jack Flash, right?
Well, let's do that next week, next Saturday.
All right, whatever you want to do, it's okay with me. I love it when you surprise me and you include me in some of the things you're doing. You're a whiz kid, Candy.
Oh,
you're a whiz
thank
kid.
You, Doug. Well, I hate to say this, but we're out of time for today.
Bye now.
All right. Well, we want to remind everybody to party or go home, and we'll see you next week. Bye.